This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and European Union today exchanged the historic Free Trade Agreement, FTA. The deal was concluded following India-EU summit talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council Antonio Costa and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. Besides, the two sides also exchanged several agreements, including in the fields of trade, security, defence partnership, mobility, disaster risk management, green hydrogen. Addressing a joint press conference with two European leaders after the talks, Prime Minister said inking of the biggest free trade deal between India and 27-nation European Union will boost investment, form new innovation partnerships and strengthen global supply chains. He said the agreement will benefit farmers and MSMEs. He opined that there is churning in the global order today and India-EU ties will bring stability in this. In his statement, President of the European Council Antonio Costa said that summit today sends a clear message to the world that India and EU stand together as strategic and reliable partners at a time when global world has been reshaped. In a statement, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said India-EU FTA will create jobs for millions of workers in India and Europe. In a series of social media posts, Prime Minister Modi thanked all the leaders of Europe for the constructive spirit and commitment over the years in making this possible. Later, Prime Minister Modi chaired the India-EU Business Forum along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in Delhi this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the free trade agreement finalized between India and the European Union today will provide easy access to the European Union market for India's labor-intensive products.
इसे भारत के labor-intensive उत्पादों को European Union market में easy access मिलेगा। इसमें विशेष तौर पर textile, gems and jewellery, auto parts और engineering goods शामिल हैं। Fruits, vegetables, processed food और मरीन प्रोडक्ट उसमें नए अवसर बनेंगे।
Briefing media New Delhi this evening, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the India-EU Free Trade Agreement as the mother of all deals.
The strategic intent of the European Union and India coming together in a multitude of areas, it is a reflection that when 25% of global trade decides to strengthen the strategic partnership, including with a free trade agreement, it unlocks the doors to defense cooperation, greater investments, to cooperation in the field of innovation and science, to further integration of financial markets.
Talking to media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India-EU security and defense partnership will bolster counter-terrorism.
A very important outcome of today's meeting, especially in the overall strategic context of the relationship, is the EU-India security and defense partnership, which was signed and exchanged today. This framework agreement on security and defense issues between India and the EU will be a first. It will bolster our engagements in maritime security, on defense industry, on cyberspace, and on counterterrorism.
Several union ministers, including Dr. S. Jaishankar, Rajnath Singh and J.P. Nadda, have hailed the conclusion of India-EU FTA. The government today convened the all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting at the Parliament House Annex. The budget session of Parliament will commence tomorrow with the Union Budget 2026-27 to be presented on the 1st of February. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the first part of the budget session will have motion of thanks and President's address. Mr. Rijiju requested all the parties to cooperate in running the session smoothly. The government has assured that the new University Grants Commission UGC guidelines are to address caste-based discrimination on campuses and it will not be misused. Talking to media today, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said this is the responsibility of centre, state governments and UGC to ensure there is no misuse of the law in the name of discrimination. In Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 353 runs before hosts Zimbabwe in the Super 6 stage match at Bulawayo. In reply, Zimbabwe was 17 for 2 in 5.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.